President Bush called Prime Minister Singh on Sunday. It was their second conversation since the Mumbai attack began to unfold on Wednesday. White House spokesman Gordon Jandro says Mr. Bush underscored his full support for the investigation into the attack. He says the president assured the prime minister that the U.S. will provide all necessary resources and will work with the international community to bring those responsible for the bloodshed to justice. Meanwhile, the terrorist attack half a world away dominated the news interview programs that air every Sunday on American television. On ABC's This Week, Richard Lugar, the senior Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, noted that India has linked the Mumbai terrorists to elements in Pakistan. He stressed the need for high-level diplomacy to deal with escalating tensions in the region.
I'm confident that there is a good opportunity at this point for the Indians and the Pakistanis to understand that the dissident group that probably caused this could cause harm to both of them.
Appearing on the same program, Democrat Jack Reed, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, was asked about pressure from inside India on the government to do something to stop militants from crossing over from Pakistan. He said India is keeping a close watch on the next steps taken by the Pakistani leadership.
I think they're looking for some tangible signs from the Pakistanis, not just rhetorical flourishes, but tangible signs that they're going to take effective action.
The Pakistani ambassador to the United States, Hussein Haqqani, told CNN's Late Edition that his country has condemned the Mumbai attack and is on the same side as India and the United States in combating terrorism.
And I don't think that we will leave any stone unturned in helping with the investigation or dealing with any individual or group that might have connections with it, as long as we have evidence to move against them.
Haqqani stressed that while the terrorists in this case may have lived or trained in Pakistan, that does not mean there was any official sanction of their acts. He said Pakistan has also been a victim of terrorism, and it is time for Pakistanis and Indians to work together to deal with a common threat. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.